So the second Medrash in Medrash Rabbah, Davar Acher, Eila Hadvarim. What does it mean? These are the words that Moshe spoke. These are the words. Zesh Amar Kasev, the Pasuk of Mishlei says, Mochiach Adam Acharai, Chen Yimtzu Mimachlik Lashon. Someone who gives a rebuke to a person, after me they will find favor, more than someone who Machlik Lashon. We'll see what exactly it means, but someone who splits his tongue. You know, white men speak with forked tongue. So Reb Pinchas said in the name of Reb Chama, the son of Hanina, Mochiach, the one who gives rebuke, is Moshe. Adam is Yisrael. So they're interpreting the Pasuk in Mishlei that Moshe, who gave rebuke to Yisrael, so Shenemar, the way we know this is that, how do we know that Adam is Yisrael? The Pasuk in Yecheskel, this is different place in Yecheskel from the Pesukim we had yesterday. V'yatein toni ton marisi adam atem. I will give my sheep, the sheep who I am, you know, shepherding, adam atem, you are Adam. So there's an important klal that Rav Aaron brought down in the name of Rabbi Itzla Velazhiner. Tosfos, in several places, one place is in Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel, explains that only Yisrael are called Adam, but non-Jews are not called Adam. Tosfos goes in and says that they can be called Ha-Adam, but not Adam. And what is special about Adam? Adam, there's no plural word for. You know, for Ish, we have Enosh, or not. There's plural, but for Adam, there is no plural. So the idea of Yisrael being called Adam is because Yisrael can be thought of one unit as a whole, whereas non-Jews aren't one unit as a whole. We say for certain things, you know, Adam, what's it called? The Akum, he does things for himself. You know, so you have a bunch of individuals, whereas Yisrael, sometimes you have a bunch of individuals, but you could have them united as one entity, that Klal Yisrael is one unit. And Josh Hoffman, Zichron Livracha, mentioned this also in a couple networks. One was in Tazria 19 years ago, excuse me, 9 years ago. And I'll just quote from him, but Rav Aaron mentioned the same thing from Ritzel of Lezhiner. In the Hebrew language, there are four words for man: Ish, Gever, Enosh, and Adam. And Danny, you could correct me, but he said that the Zohar says that the Adam is the highest level of man. Yeah, Danny shaking his head, yes. So, Adam, Ish, Enosh, and Gever. I think. Where is it here? Adam, Ish, Gever, and yeah.
And Enosh?
Enosh. Anoshim, I guess. So it's not clear that Anoshim is plural of Ish. It might be the plural of Enosh. Yeah.
Adam,
Aleph,
Aleph, Men.
Yeah.
Avram, David, Moshe, Mashiach.
Okay. I mean, it could be, you know, Achashverosh, yes. Dar Yavesh, and Malcham Avis, I don't know.
Chas v'Shalom.
Mm. So Adam is a special level that only Yisrael reaches. But the Gemara there learns it from the same pasuk that our Medrash just set, quoted. So Mao Acharai, so someone who gives rebuke after me, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem said, in order to bring them after me, so Moshe gave rebuke to the Jewish people to bring them after God, Chen Yimtza, he will find favor. So that's, again, referring to Moshe. Moshe found favor, as the Pasuk says. This is in Parshas Kisisa, when Moshe wanted to see Hashem. He ended up, you know, standing behind the rock. So Hashem said to Moshe, Gama Tosa Chen Beinai, you found favor. You have been founding. I don't know, say this passively in English. You have found favor in my eyes. Mimachlik lashon, from someone who has a split tongue or a smooth tongue, that's better than someone with a split smooth tongue. That's talking about Bilam, who uses his prophecy, but then he raised their hearts in a gaivadik fashion and caused them to fall in Shittim when they were doing the Avodah Zarah to Baal Peor. Davar Acher, another pshat in that pasuk in Mishlei, Mochiach Adam Achrei, one who rebukes a person after me. Rabbi Huda sent the name of Rav Simon after me. Hashem said, as it were, Moshe was giving me, Hashem, as it were, not possible, but Moshe, as it were, was giving Moser to Hashem, to rebuking Hashem for Yisrael, and he was also giving rebuke to Yisrael after Hashem. So what did he say to Yisrael? Moshe said, Atem chatasem, you sinned. This was after the Cheda Egel, after the sin of the golden calf, and then Moshe went and davened to Hashem. And to Hashem, Moshe gave Moser to him when he said around that place, Hashem, why are you getting angry with your people? Lama Hashem yachre abcha b'yamecha, with your nation. So the Medrash says, what is it? Lama, why? Rabbi Yitzchak said at the time that Yisrael made the golden calf, Hashem wanted to destroy Yisrael. So Moshe said, Master of the Universe, this calf is good to help you. So Hashem said, what do you mean it's going to help me? So Moshe said, if you're going to bring down rain, it'll get, and it'll also cause dew. And then if you make wind, it'll also bring in lightning and thunder. Excuse me. So Moshe was saying, if you can make rain, which is a big thing, the golden calf could bring dew, which is a minor thing. If you could bring wind, it could bring lightning, which again is not as important. Very strange. So Hashem said to him, "You are also making a sin in the golden calf, if this is what you're saying." So Moshe said, "No, that's not what I meant. I meant, Lama Hashem Yechre Abcha B'Yamecha. Why are you getting mad at your people?" So Moshe told Hashem, don't get mad at Bnei Yisrael. So that was a form of giving Moshe to Hashem. And then another, and to Yisrael, we already said, I don't know why it's... Oh, we're going back to it. So the Moser that Moshe gave to Yisrael about Hashem was, you sinned a great sin. Rabbi Yehuda sinned the name of Rav Simon. There's a parable, what's it like, to a king who got mad at his wife. So he had a big argument with her and sent her away. And then, so the Shoshvinin were the very good buddies. In the time of the Gemara, when someone got married, he had good close friends who were assisting him with what to do during the week of Sheva Brachos and at the wedding. So these very good friends went to the king and said to him, Master, this is what you're doing to your wife. What did she do? And they went to her and said, how long are you going to make your husband upset? So, is this the first time or the second time that you've made him mad? So Moshe also went to Hashem and he said, Lama Hashem yechre abcha b'yamecha. He said, why Hashem are you mad at your people? Lo b'nechahem, aren't they your children? So why should you be mad at them? And then when Moshe went to Yisrael, he said, how long are you going to keep making Hashem angry? Is this the first time or the second time? Meaning you've made him upset. You complained about the water. You said, I guess when they crossed the Yamsuf, you know, why you let us cross if the Egyptians are just going to kill us right now. So they already were upset at Hashem a couple times. So this wasn't the first time. So V'chein Omer, similarly says, Bamidbar ba'arava mol suf. Therefore, Moshe says, in the desert, in the Arava, opposite of Yamsuf, because these were other times where Moshe was referring to the fact that they angered Hashem at several times in the desert, right when they got to the desert, and in the Arava, and opposite the Reed Sea, as I guess when I think when what I just said, when they said, why did you let us cross if we're just going to be killed? And then the Hashem made a miracle and the bodies of the dead Egyptians washed up, so they saw that they had nothing to fear anymore.